Yeah, we're in this, it's the same structural corridor,
Got it. So it's right
and
there.
we're right there. And being in the field over the last year, we've made several, new vein discoveries. These veins are show really strong expression at surface, with very high grade. So, we've been working on a new target, which we're calling Antonella North. It's about 800 meters north of our main zone of drilling.
Still right there. Yep.
Where we're finding, material up to 57 grams gold at surface,
Okay.
and over 300 grams silver.
At
So
surface.
at surface, correct.
That just sounds, I'm not laughing at you. That just sounds great.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's spectacular. Yeah.
Mark Sumner, Dora Gold, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it very
No,
much.
oh, it's my pleasure. And just to all of our viewers and listeners, we actually met. You just told me off camera that we met in Florida. We were at the 26 Rule Symposium. Is that correct? And that's where we bumped into each other. And we also have a common friend, Jeff Phillips, who's become a good friend of mine, and he's a good friend of yours as well as an investor in Dora Gold. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, give me the 30,000-foot view here. Tell me about Dora Gold. First, let's start about the jurisdiction, and then let's go about your founding and what you think you have, if you whatever you can say. So go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, Dora Gold, I mean, we're a precious metals explorer. We have two real focus projects. One is in Peru and one is in Argentina. So we're in Argentina and Peru
Great jurisdictions,
as our
my might add.
jurisdictions.
Yep, go
Yeah,
ahead.
we're in two of the most prolific precious metals districts, in South America for sure. In the Ancash as well as the Deseado Massif of Argentina. Our flagship project, what we consider our flagship is really the basis for the company when we listed it in January of last year, is the Antonella project, which is in the Ancash of Peru. It's adjacent to Highlander Silver's San Luis project and on trend with their Bonita project, where they were drilling last year and putting up some spectacular results. It's about, for just for sort of district context, it's about 35 kilometers to the northwest of Pierina, which
Okay.
is a very famous David Lowell discovery, over 10 million ounces of gold that he sold to Barrick. That was a mine
So, in
until.
other words, you're right on the fairway with discovery as well as infrastructure, correct?
Correct, exactly. I mean, we're in mining country.
It's music to my ears.
We're in mining country with spectacular geology. So yeah, I mean we're right in the heart of it. If you could consider it elephant country in the Ancash.
Yeah, no, about that, you picked up these properties when? Was it during COVID?
It was during COVID. Yeah, we did it privately for quite a long time. It was a good time to pick up properties. It wasn't a great time to promote them. But interestingly, in Peru, it was actually pretty difficult to get boots on the ground during COVID lockdowns and things like that. So, I've been working in South America and Peru in particular since about 2012. So have a good team of guys. The guys that helped me put all the land package together, leading up to our listing, they're the same guys that we have on team now, including Ernesto Lima, and Martin Zagara, our exploration manager. They're both former Silver Standard guys. They both worked on San Luis and Bonita. Martin, drilled the his team drilled a discovery hole at Bonita, which was 35 meters at 5 grams, 5.5 grams for Silver Standard in
Very high grade, right?
2017. Very high grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a team that's been in place and very familiar with the district for many, many years. And we did that during COVID. And we just, we funded it as lightly as we could to keep things on foot through the difficult markets. And around 2023, Highlander Silver came in to cut the deal to buy San Luis from SSR. That put the wind in our sails to start taking it forward.
Yeah. Okay. So break it down for me now is tell me what do you think you're on the fairway, but what do you think you have that you can discuss and talk about? Just talk to me about ounces that you think you have in the ground, if you can mention that. And if you can't, just let me know. And yeah, just the upside potential.
Yeah, I mean, we think the upside potential is spectacular. It's still relatively early stage. There was about 2,500 meters of drilling done in 2011, and so we acquired it with that drill core. It was kind of it's kind of an interesting story because the company that drilled it in 2011, Selex, selectively sampled the core. They sampled maybe 350 meters out of 2,500 meters of core. And so they were just pulling out like very obvious visual intercept, vein material, and left a ton of material unsampled. And so one of the things that Dora did, one of our opportunities, was to go back and infill sample that drill core, and put together, the intercepts that we have. And, we've got a standout intercept of 24.3 meters at 4.36 grams per ton gold.
Wow, congratulations.
And so that intercept, it's about 1,000 meters from Bonita, which is where Highlander was drilling last year, where they
Only a
put a,
thousand meters, that's really tight.
yeah, we're in this, it's the same structural corridor.
Got it. So it's right
And
there.
we're right there. Being in the field over the last year, we've made several, new vein discoveries. These veins are show really strong expression at surface, with very high grades. So, we've been working on a new target, which we're calling Antonella North. It's about 800 meters north of our main zone of drilling.
Still right there. Yep.
Where we're finding, material up to 57 grams gold at surface,
Okay.
and over 300 grams silver.
At
So
service.
at surface, correct.
That just sounds, I'm not laughing at you. That just sounds great.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's spectacular. Yeah.
Okay, so I can see why Jeff is involved. Now, if you can, I didn't hear, and you might not be able to comment on this, but how many ounces do you think you got?
It's really too early. I mean,
Is it too early? Yep.
Stuart Mills is our VPX. He was formerly with Lundin. He's got, probably 15 million ounces to his name of discoveries in his career. And Stuart would kill me if I, put a number on the project,
Don't put a number then,
just
yeah.
given that it's a little bit early. But yeah, I mean, very encouraged. The drilling that Highlander did at Bonita, which is on trend, really started drawing out what we think the potential is for this particular project area. And, our concessions effectively surround that Bonita target on almost all four sides with a small corridor into their greater land package. So we've got spectacular land holding, and right now it's a little bit quiet because we're working on our permits.
And it
So,
takes what, like 3 months after you apply in Peru, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong.
well, for yeah, for an
Drill.
FTA for an FTA, it's typically about 4 to 5 months
Okay.
to put the permits in place after you get your FTA. So, we're working on our long-term access agreement with the community right now, so we're negotiating that.
That's very important too with Peru, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's paramount. I mean, community is always, really the first stop, right, in Peru.
Sure.
You have to have social license. So, and we've put our access agreements in place in the past, and this is probably taking us a little bit longer than we expected, but
Sure.
we do expect it to work out for us and be moving forward with permits for that project.
Yeah, I'm in Peru right now, meaning I have some investments in Peru, and it just takes a little bit, and not it's not terrible amount of time, but just a little bit more time for drilling permits. So I'm
Yeah.
familiar with that. So,
Yeah.
okay, talk to me about this code about share structure. Tell me how
Sure.
much money first. How much money do you have cash in the bank? And then talk to me about just your shares. What do you have fully diluted? How many shares outstanding?
Yeah. I don't have my exact number of what we're sitting in the bank. Couple million bucks.
Okay,
We're
so you got
funded.
money.
Yeah, we've got money. We're funded for our upcoming drill program, in Argentina, which we haven't talked about yet. We've got about 84.5 million shares out, 123 million fully diluted. So we've got some warrants still outstanding to
What
pull in
strike are the warrants at?
at 10 cents.
10 cents. Okay, and where are you currently traded at?
About 29
So they're
today.
deep in the money. Okay, so there's
Yeah.
no overhang. Excellent. Okay, that's what I want to know. And so that's potential money coming into the treasury as well,
Correct.
correct?
Correct.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about Argentina, why I should be excited about that, because we've only talked about Peru.
Yeah, Argentina is really exciting. I mean, it's pretty rare, I think, that a junior gets an opportunity to explore a project like Cerro Bayo and La Flora. We've got it's a land package of approximately 30,000 hectares, multiple targets. We've barely scratched the surface. It's an enormous hydrothermal field. We're just west of Cerro Vanguardia, which has been in production for over 28 years, AngloGold Ashanti.
Yeah.
We're about 70 kilometers south of Cerro Negro, where Newmont,
You're right there
has
too.
another 9 million ounces. Yeah, again, elephant country.
Yeah.
Our upcoming drill program, we're going to be drilling the La Flora target, which, we drilled some meters early this year. We tested 10 different targets. It was effectively a generative program. We had some really nice intercepts, very near surface. At our Elena target, we hit, 12 meters at 2 grams from 11 and a half meters downhole.
Gold.
Yes, correct.
Great. Okay. Great. Good grade. Good grade.
Yeah, with intervals of up to with intervals of 2 meters up to 8.5 grams.
So
So
it's right there.
it's right
Eight and a
there.
half grams.
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
Very shallow. 11, as I said,
Wow.
about
That's
11 and a half
huge
meters
grade,
downhole. Yeah.
right?
So yeah. So the, I mean, those were, very small generative program.
Sure.
Just
It's going to
scratching the
dilute, but
surface,
yeah.
testing targets. But we'll be drilling at La Flora, coming up in September. La Flora is a target that we haven't tested yet.
Okay.
Visible gold in multiple areas of the
It's right at the
vein,
surface.
right at the surface, up to 82 grams gold at surface, up to 12, over 1200 grams silver at surface.
Wow.
So yeah, we've seen, and we've released some of those sampling results. We've got some pretty spectacular grade at surface, and it's a vein array. It's, nice chunky veins at surface, very indicative of the Desiato, about 100 meters of width across those four veins. And
Golly, that sounds great.
we're putting the guys back out in the field here. It's winter time, but we're going to get some clearance here in the next week. We're going to have the guys back out in the field
When
looking
are
at
you
the rest of
drilling
those
that
veins.
again? Is that I'm interrupting you just because I'm stimulated. Is that's in September, and the results will be back in Octoberish, mid to late October.
Yeah, that'll be September. It'll probably be about late October. Yeah.
This is
So.
music to my ears. Okay, so all investors should be paying attention to Dora Gold really in September for the Peru project. Correct me if I'm wrong, and then
Argentina.
oh,
Argentina. Yeah.
Argentina.
We'll be
Okay, and then
drilling in
Peru.
Argentina. Yeah.
And when do the results come back for Peru?
Well, what we're waiting on is
The permits.
we're waiting to put our agreements in place. So that'll be the next big announcement in Peru.
And
We'll
you
yeah.
can fund this as soon as you get the go ahead, and as soon as you get approved.
We'll, you know, to drill both targets, we would go back to market.
Okay.
It's something that we would, need to do intelligently, which is why we're drilling in Argentina. We feel like we've got some low-hanging fruit there.
Sure.
We feel like we can put some wind in our sails with those targets. And we've been very deliberately working on, our capital strategy. If we go back to market, it likely won't be a wide-ranging retail type offering. We're working on, more of a strategic type placement in when we go back to market to raise
No, I
capital.
got you. And do you
Yeah.
have any, besides Jeff Phillips, do you have any other strategic investors or companies that you're currently with or investing in this, or is it still too early?
It's a bit early. We've got some very supportive shareholders. But yeah, Jeff, I mean, Jeff is a key advisor to the company. He's a major shareholder. I have just over 400, or sorry, over 4 million shares myself. I've been buying a little bit in the market here and
So you
there
got a
over the
lot of skin
last
in the
couple of
game
months.
yourself.
Yeah,
So.
and I've been buying in the market, and while we're a little bit quiet, I try to buy a little bit more. And Ernesto Lima also, has almost 4 million shares. So the management team is invested.
Okay, got
Yeah.
it. Okay, fantastic, Mark. So let me know, people's investors like myself want to do more due diligence about you. How do they find you? What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on, and what's your ticker symbols?
Yep. So we're on the TSXV at DGC. We're OTC as DGCOF. OTCQB in the US. And DauraGold.com, DauraGold.com.
Got it. Colby, my producer, put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify, so all of our listeners can start doing their own due diligence and potentially buy you. Mark, love to have you on again, maybe in towards the end of August, early September, mid-September-ish. Does that sound cool?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Love to get an update.
Going into Beaver Creek, we're really excited.
Yeah. All right. Looking forward to hearing more about it. All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for your time, and look forward to the updates.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You
Appreciate it.
bet. You bet.